BBC News with David Austin. Civilians and rebel fighters have begun leaving a suburb of the Syrian capital Damascus, where they've lived under government siege since 2012. Thousands will eventually move out as part of a deal reached between the government and rebel groups. The evacuation of Daraya is being seen as a victory for President Assad. France's highest administrative court has ruled against bans imposed by some coastal towns and cities on full-body swimsuits or burkinis worn by some Muslim women. The court suspended the ban in one town, but nearly 30 similar local orders are now expected to be overturned, pending a final decision on whether they're legal. The Zimbabwean opposition leader Joyce Mujuru says more than 50 people have been injured in clashes between police and protesters demanding electoral reform. The High Court had ordered police not to intervene in the demonstration in the capital Harare. The Italian authorities say the search for survivors of Wednesday's earthquake will continue until they're certain that no one is unaccounted for. They say damage from aftershocks is hampering the recovery effort. Indian police have begun a murder investigation into the death of a woman whose boyfriend says she was the victim of a so-called honour killing. A video of the woman has emerged on social media saying she feared for her life because she'd fallen in love with a man that her family disapproved of. The Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has officially opened one of the world's largest suspension bridges, creating a new link between the European and Asian sides of Turkey. It's the third bridge in Istanbul to span the Bosphorus Strait. Aides of the South Sudanese opposition leader Riek Machar say he's been discharged from hospital in Sudan, but that he'll remain in the country. Mr. Machar was treated for a swollen leg, a condition he's said to have developed while escaping from South Sudan. Those are the latest stories from BBC News.